B'shut v'ray v'rabotai, with the permission of Hashem, we are today the parasha of Yaakov Abinu, the death of Yaakov Abinu alav shalom. The Torah starts with one pasuk, Vayhi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. Vayhi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim, and Yaakov lived in Egypt 17 years. That means that all the rest of the life of Yaakov, that what the Gemara said, all Yaakov's life, he suffered. The only good life that Yaakov he had all his life, it was these 17 years that he was in Egypt. And it said in Tana de Eliyahu that Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, he lived so nicely the 17 years in Egypt with no etzara. It's like Be'ezat Hashem, when Mashiach will come, the life that we will live, when Mashiach come, it will be a life with no etzara, a good life. When Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, the 17 years that he lived, in Egypt, it was the best life of his life. So it said in Tana de Eliyahu. Now the question is, how can you compare the future life, the le'atid level, the life with no etzara, with the life that it was in Egypt? I mean, after all, Egypt, it's Egypt. Yes or no? Egypt, it's Egypt. I mean, Egypt, it's a place that it was full of tum'ah, ervat ha'aretz. It's too much klipa there. How can you imagine that Yaakov Abinu, he lived in Egypt the best 17 years in his life? I don't understand. What kind of, how can you say this 17 years of life that he left Yaakov in Egypt, it was like the life of Le'ati Labo, when Mashiach will come. This life that the Tzaddikim will live, Le'ati Labo. It's impossible to believe that. I mean, if the Gemara said, so we understand. But I don't understand how Yaakov Abinu, he lived in Egypt, a life with no etzara. How can you say that? I don't know if you saw the Sefer Torah. Have you seen the Sefer Torah, the Parasha Vayichi? Have you seen? Rashi said that this parasha is stuma. It's closed. This parasha is closed. The question is, please listen to that. Why it's closed? So if you say Rashi said that this parasha is closed. Why? Because when Yaakov, he died, so the eyes of the Jews, because from that moment that Yaakov Abinu died, the Jewish people, they started, from that moment of Yaakov Abinu died, the Jewish people in Egypt, they started to be slaves. But all the Mefarshim ask a question. But Yaakov was alive yet. I mean, I understand the Shi'avud, the slaves, they become slaves when Yaakov died, but not when he was alive. So the question is, why this parasha, Vayechi Yaakov, it's closed? I mean, it's closed. Why it's closed? Well, Hachamim said because when Yaakov Abinu died, the Shi'avud, the Jews started to be slaves. Okay, that was when Yaakov died. But now Yaakov was alive because Yaakov did not die yet. So why the parasha Vayechi? It's closed. Do you understand that question? So this is the question of the Mefarshim. And the Gemara said as well, because Yaakov wanted to, because Yaakov wanted to to revive, you know, he wanted to say, he wanted to tell the Jews, the Bnei Israel, when Mashiach is going to come. So the Ruach HaKodesh went out from him. So that's why this parasha is closed. But we don't understand. But it's incredible to understand why this parasha is closed. I don't understand. You have an answer? You know, one thing I want to tell you. As big as you can be, to live outside Eretz Israel like a man of like Yaakov. You know, you cannot imagine who was Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, all his life he suffered. And here you are, the Torah said the best life that Yaakov Avinu was in Egypt. So, like Le'atid Lavo. So the question is, how can you say that, how can you tell me that Yaakov Avinu, the best life that he lived, it was in Egypt? How can you say such a thing? You see, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, he didn't want to go to Egypt. Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, he wanted to stay in Eretz Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, Anuchi Erid Imcha, I'm going to go with you. Hashem promised Yaakov, you go to Egypt, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to be with you, near you. Ve'elcha gam alo. And I promise you that I will bring you to Eretz Israel where you will be buried. Ve'elcha gam alo. That means you have to understand it's a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a promise, it's a big promise. Usually we say HaKol B'di Shamayim Chutz Mirat Shamayim. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can make you to be a rich man, he can help you to meet a woman, to get married, he can give you a Rifuah Shelema. Anything that a man needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help you. But when it comes to At Shamayim, when it comes to Avodat Hashem, Hashem will not help you. You must help yourself. Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, he was a big tzaddik. Just imagine, when Yaakov Avinu saw Yosef, after 22 years, he did not see him. Instead of kissing him, what he said? Tell me. He said, Shema Israel. Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, after 22 years, he did not see his son. When he saw his son, he said, Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Just imagine, a man who did not see his son, 22 years, instead of kissing him, hug him, kissing him, cry on his shoulder, he's telling Kriyat Shema. Can you imagine that? Have you heard somebody in your life that you can do something like that? It's impossible. It's impossible. And Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, he said Shema Israel. Because Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, all his life, he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when the Torah said that Yaakov, he loved Yosef, not he loved Yosef physically, because Yosef, he was a handsome man. No. He loved Yosef because he was intelligent, because he was a Ben Torah. That was Yosef. That was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, now he did a big demonstration. How much he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Yosef was missing for 22 years and Yaakov was mourning, he was not mourning because he missed Yosef, because Yosef is not near him. No. Because he was afraid, because he did not know what happened to Yosef. Is Yosef alive? If they tell him Yosef died, okay, he will accept that he died. But to know that Yosef, he doesn't know if he is alive or died, and what is going to happen to him spiritually. That's what it make Yaakov Abinu suffering. Yaakov, it was not suffering of the missing of Yosef because Yosef is missing, because he missed him. No, it's only because it was mourning Yosef spiritually. What's going to happen to Yosef? You understand me? You understand? You know, today people, today people, they don't care about the spirituality of the children. Or what they care is, I want my child to be a doctor. I want my child to be a millionaire. I want my child to be a something. But have you heard people tell it? And all their concern is the future of their children. Do people care about the spiritual future of their children? Tell me. Huh? Huh? Hello? This is unfortunately, this is what happened today. Today, people, they are afraid about the future of the children. But are they afraid about the future, spiritual future of the children? No. Well, they don't care. You know what somebody told me yesterday? Huh? He told me that he spent €500,000 for the bar mitzvah of his child. I told him, why? He said, well, I did the best bar mitzvah in France. I said, but why you spend €500,000? Why? He said, well, I wanted to do the best bar mitzvah. I told him, well, do your child put tefillin every day? He said, no. So I said, so why you spend €500,000 for the bar mitzvah? Why? Why? For a party. Just for a party. So bar mitzvah today become a party. Not a bar mitzvah. Not a spiritual bar mitzvah. It's become a party. You see, that's why Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, when Yosef was missing, he was afraid about his spiritual life. Yosef lost the universe. Where is he? What happened to him? So when he saw Yosef alive, he said, Shema Israel. He said, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that Yaakov Abinu Alav Hashalom, all his love to Yosef, it was not a physical love, it was a spiritual love. Now he said to Hashem, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my son, he believed in you. Thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my son, he is a good Jew. That was Yaakov Abinu Alav Hashalom. Yaakov Abinu Alav Hashalom was afraid to go to Egypt. He was afraid until he had a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'a'alcha gam alo. Hashem promised Yaakov Abinu that he will have the best life in Egypt. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed, he gave him the best life. The best life that Yaakov had in Egypt, it was like the best life that the tzaddik will have le'atid lavo. Hashem promised Yaakov. Hakol b'di shamayim chutz mi'ad shamayim. Usually, when it comes to ad shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help you. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he promised Yaakov Abinu. Because Yaakov Abinu, he had a special love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He loved so much HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, with the love that you love me, so I will start to give you the real good life that the tzaddikim will have when Mashiach will come. Le'atid lavo. You will have it in Egypt. And that's what happened to Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom. Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, he tested the life, the future life. That was very, very, very important. Very important. Why? Because Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, not only Yaakov Abinu, he lived in Egypt the best life of the Atid Abu, even the Jews, even the Shvatim, his family, that they were with him in Egypt, they lived with him the best life. Of all time. Hashem, he made them test. Here's the best life that you will have when Le'atid Lavo. This is the best life. So it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you an encouragement. As long as Yaakov was living, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give to the Bnei Israel, all the family of Yaakov, a good encouragement to be a good Jew. because by being a good Jew, that's what they will test. This what they test now, the good life that they test now in Egypt, that they will test le'atid lavo. Now can you understand? At that moment that Yaakov Abinu alav shalom, he was not well, he was ill. At that moment, something happened. What happened at that moment? Even that Yaakov Abinu was alive, it's like, I would like to ask you something. Are you with me? I would like to ask you something. When there is a sunshine, when the evening starts to come, what happened to the sun? Huh? The sun starts to go down. When the sun starts to go down, you start to see the darkness started. Yes or no? Now we understand. Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, for 17 years, the Jews, they saw light, they saw or. They saw a big or, something incredible. They saw a big light. And suddenly, that they started to see that light, the fill, that light started to go. The dark started to come. You understand? That's why, before Yaakov Avinu died, Nistimu, Einehem, Liban, Shisayim, Tzarat Hashem. Now they saw, now the good time has gone, but it's going to come at the bad time, it's going to start now. Just say, when somebody is dying, you see, when he was alive, everybody was near him. Now, when he starts to die, so he's not dying yet, but people are around him. They know that he's going to go any moment. That's what happened exactly with the She'evud. That way, this parasha is closed. Of course, Yaakov was alive. Yaakov did not die yet. But because Yaakov was ill, so they started to see that the sun, the or, the light of the sun, the light of Le'atid Lavo, the light of the Yaakov Abinu, started to become a little bit weak. So they understood. This is the end. The end is going to come. Especially when Yaakov wanted to tell them about the future, and he did not tell them, so they understood, this is the end. That's why this Vayechi, the end of the parasha, the end of the life of Yaakov, it's closed. Because this parasha, Vayechi, it's the end of the 17 years that Yaakov was living with all his family, like Le'atid Lavo, like a good life. Now it's the end, it started to come. I would like just to tell you something. You know, when the Chatam, have you heard about the Chatam Sofer, yes? You heard of the Chatam Sofer? Huh? Have you been one day in his grave? The Chatam Sofer was a big tzaddik. The Chatam Sofer alav shalom, he don't understand. He said, when Yosef at tzaddik, he bring his children. Yosef, he said, Yosef, the Torah said, Vayar Israel ibn Yosef, and Israel, he saw the children of Yosef, and then he told Yosef, Miele, who's those children? And Chatam Sofer, he asked a big question, but the Torah said after that, why he said, who's those children? Because he was blind, he couldn't see. Okay? But it's a contradiction, because at the beginning the Torah said, Vayar Israel, Yaakov, he saw the children of Yosef. So it's a contradiction. It's like, I see you, and I tell you, who are you? And you ask me, what do you mean? What do you mean, who I am? So I answer you, because I don't see you. But, I mean, can you imagine? I see you coming, I stand up, and I tell you, how are you? And then I tell you, who are you? Khatam Sofer, he said, there is here a contradiction. Because the Torah said that Yosef, he came with his children, and Yosef, he saw them. And Yaakov saw them. Vayar Yosef. Vayar Israel. Israel, he saw the children of Yosef. And they told them, who are they? Because he couldn't see. I mean, do you understand the question? But you know, I have a beautiful answer for you. Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, when he saw the children of Yosef, he saw them. He saw the children of Yosef. But you, Vayomer, Mi Ele. Can you see Mi Ele? Can you, if you read Mi Ele, you know what it's that? Mi Ele, it's Elohim. Mi Ele, Elohim. You have the Chumash? The Pasuk, Bayar Israel et Bnei Yosef, is Pasuk, I think Pasuk Chet. Bayar Israel et Bnei Yosef, Mi Ele. Mi Ele, if you put Mi Ele together, it's Elohim. Wow. That means when Yosef, he saw the children of Yosef, he saw the name of Hashem on them. And when he saw the name of Hashem on them, lo yechal le'od, because he saw Hashem, he couldn't see after. Because the or, the light of Hashem, it's very, very, very bright. You understand? The light of Hashem is very, very, very bright. He saw on the children of Yosef such a big kiddusha. It's not because he did not see them. No. What the Pasuk said, because he couldn't see, because he saw a big, big or on his children of Yosef. You see, it's like, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, when he came for Har Sinai, the Jews, they couldn't see him because the Shekhinah was on him. So now just imagine what kind of light it was on the Shvatim. Now I understand why Ephraim Menashe, Yaakov Abinu Alav Hashalom, he compared them as Reuven and Shimon. He gave them the title of the tribe. Because Yaakov Abinu, he saw on those two children the same or as he see on the rest of his children. Because there is a question, why Yaakov Abinu, he didn't add tribe from the children of Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar. Why only he choose only Yosef? Because the Shvatim, Shiftiyah, Edutism, because the Shvatim, they had the name on Hashem on them. Because the Shvatim, they had something special on them. The Shvatim, they had a special light on them. And that special light, Yaakov saw it on Menashe and Ephraim. Only those two, not the rest of the children of the other Shvatim. That's what he said. Mi'ele, I see when Yosef he came with his children. It said, Vaya Israel, in the Yaakov, Abinu, he see the children of Yosef. He saw on the children the or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the light was so bright on the Menashe and Ephraim, so he couldn't see. Ve'lo yachol le'ot. He couldn't see. It was very bright for him. Now just imagine what kind of Shekhinah it was in Egypt when Yaakov Abinu was there. Just imagine. Just imagine. You understand? Huh? You cannot imagine what kind of, and now we understand, now that the end of Yaakov Abinu is approaching, so this light started to be weaker and weaker, so that Shvatim understood the end of this glory of the Shekhinah is gonna go. And that's why this temo. Now we understand. Vayarit bnei Yosef. Now Yaakov Abinu Alav Hashalom, when he saw the children of Yosef, so he gave them the title of the Shvatim, and they become. Now I would like just to tell you a little story, okay? It's something that happened here. You heard what happened in Bombay. They heard that they attacked, you know, that hotel there, and they killed there a lot of people there. You know that it happened on Wednesday night, 4 hours before the attack. I had somebody who came to see me. He wanted a bracha for his family, and he wanted a bracha for his wife, that she was away. So I give him a bracha, and I give him a book of Zmirot of Shabbos. Shabbos, Zmirot of Shabbos. And I told him, give this to your wife, so Be'ez Hashem, every Shabbos you will sing. So he told me, but we're not used to sing. We don't sing on our house. We don't know how to sing. And beside it, my wife, she's not here. So I said, well, from this Shabbat, we will start to sing the Zmirut of Shabbat. And when your wife, she will come, you give her this book. So I told him, but I want you to compromise something. If you want me to give you this book, I want you to promise me something. He said, what? I told him, from like tonight, like Wednesday night, if like today, every Wednesday night, I want you to fix a shiur of the Torah with one of my children in your house. And your wife, she will call the people for the shiur. So he said, but we'll do it only once. No, I said, no, every Wednesday. So he said, okay. But on Tuesday, I said, no, Wednesday. Like today, like now. He said, okay. And he left. I did not understand what I did. I felt that I was stupid. I mean, I never did that in my life. If it was this book of songs of Shabbos, only if you give me a promise, I share every Wednesday night. I did not understand myself. Friday morning, that man called me. He said, Rabbi David, I am at the airport. I'm waiting for my wife. I said, Where is she? He said, well, she was in Bombay. She was in the hotel. All her friends were killed. She was the only one escaped. And she hid herself under the table. And she was, when she was hiding herself under the table, she sent an email, SMS to her husband. And she told her husband by SMS what's going on there in Bombay. And her husband, he sent her back a message. He told her, 2 hours ago, we were by Rabbi David Pinto. He gave me a book of Shabbos for you. And he told me, you're going to come for Friday. And we will sing from that book. And he said, with one condition, that we fix a shiur every Wednesday night in our house. She sent him back a message. She told him, tell him, I will fix every night a shiur in my house. So he sent her back a message. He said, no, Only once a week, he said. So he told me that man, Rabbi David, she is the only woman that she left Bombay yesterday by Israel. Now she's going to arrive to Paris in 1 hour. And we are sure the zichut of the Torah, the zichut of the Shiur that we promised to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we will do every Wednesday night, my wife, she was saved. That 2 hours after she left, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did with her bigness. So Baruch Hashem, since 1 month, every Wednesday night, my son, he go to his house and give a shiur there. This is the kuach of the Torah. This is Vayechi Yaakov, Beretz Mitzrayim. The best life of Yaakov in Egypt, it was the light of the Torah. Sheva Esrei Shana, 17. 17, it's the Gematria Tov, Ve'en Tov Ve'la Torah. This is Le'atid Lavo. When Be'etz Hashem Mashiach will come, we will have the Torah with no Yitzhara. Not today. Today we are sleeping. Today we are tired. Today we don't learn Torah with happiness because of problems. But Be'etz Hashem when Mashiach will come, the Limud Torah will be perfect. So in the time of Yaakov Abinu, those 17 years, the Torah was perfect. Ora Torah. But when the time of Yaakov Abinu came to die, so the light started to finish. The darkness started to come. So that way this parasha is closed. And that's why, the Torah wanted to give us a demonstration how much was the light of the Torah in Egypt at that moment. How? When Yaakov Abinu, when he saw Ephraim Menashe, when he saw the Shekhinah, the Elohim, he saw the or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on them. So the or was so much bright, then Yaakov couldn't see. So he said to Yosef, who's those children? Who's those children? It's unbelievable what I see them. I see on them the same or that I see on the rest of the Shvatim. So Yosef, he said, well, this is the children that Hashem gave me in Egypt. So from here you see the kind of light that it was in Egypt at that moment that Yaakov was alive. So of course, by the end of when Yaakov died, this light disappeared. So Be'ezrat Hashem, I pray for you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you bracha ve'atzlacha, bri'ut, parnasa tova ken ratzon, b'zchut Yaakov Abinu, b'zchut Rabbi Chaim ben Attar, your grandfather, and b'zchut Rabbi Chaim Pinto, my grandfather. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you parnasa tova, and you, Be'ezrat Hashem, will become more than what you were before. Amen, Be'ezrat Hashem.